Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
There's something about familiarity that is dangerous, that what once produced worship and wonder and amazement and hope in me doesn't get my attention anymore. And I think that's a big deal in ministry. I think there's many people in ministry, lay ministry, formal ministry, that are cranking it out, that have long since lost their awe of God.
So does it come back to that those three prayers that you ask? I mean, in terms of, familiarity is going to happen naturally, is it not? I mean, the more we spend time with someone or something.
Sure, and so it works this way. First of all, I have to recognize, I have to be willing to confess that I'm an awe amnesiac, that something has happened inside of me that has changed the way I'm experiencing myself, I'm experiencing God's world, I'm experiencing things in my faith, that the glory is gone. And that immediately does a couple things. One, I cry out for help. But then I think, what should I do about that? There's real helpfulness in Psalm 27, where David is under attack, and he says, "This one thing I'm going to do. I'm going to run to the temple and gaze upon the beauty of the Lord." Now, why would he say that? I mean, if I'm under attack, I want weapons. I want escape. Because he understands it's only when I see life through the lens of the awesome beauty and glory of God that I ever see life accurately and respond to it appropriately. So that leads me to get specific about this. I would encourage everybody who's now listening to me to do four things every morning that doesn't have to take a lot of time. First thing is determine you're going to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. I'm talking about finishing your year-long Bible reading or any of this kind of stuff. It's something else. Read Isaiah 40, which is a riff on God's glory, or Job 38 to the end, which is God's conversation with Job, "Where were you when the foundations of the earth were formed?" Or Ephesians 1 that shows God's saving plan throughout the generations. Once again, see God's beauty, his glory. Second, remember that God's awesome beauty, his awesome character, doesn't just define him, but it redefines you as his child. Because everything that God is, he is for you by grace. He has unleashed that glory on you by grace. So good theology doesn't just define God, it redefines me. So gaze, remember, rest. Let your heart rest. You have to argue with your own heart. You don't know the future. Quit trying to figure out the future. Quit beating yourself up with that endless catalog of what ifs. Let your heart rest in the reality of who God is and who he's made you as his child. Fourth word is that. Now you're ready to go out and live. Because your actions, your thoughts, your desires, your hope, the courage that you need to live with will be rooted in God's awesome glory, your position as a recipient of that glory by grace. And now you're ready to look at life with accuracy and live with hope and courage.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.